Let's think about the actual definition of what a mineral is, so that we can also think about what a mineral is not. A mineral is naturally occurring. It is a solid. It's inorganic. And it has a defined chemistry. So we can't just stick in all kinds of other elements and call it the same mineral. And it has an ordered atomic structure. So thinking about those different parts of the definition, what is not a mineral? Lab-created gemstones are actually not technically a mineral because they're not naturally occurring. If we make them in a lab, they don't really count. Liquids and gases are not because they don't have an orderly arrangement of atoms. So that's something we're only going to see in a solid. And organic compounds like sugar, even though it creates little crystal cubes just like salt, it's actually not a mineral because it has organic compounds in it. It's produced by a plant. So sugar is not a mineral, but salt is, even though they're both crystals and they look the same. And then things like glass, the glass in your window, glass that comes out of a volcano. These are not considered to be a mineral because they're actually a very, very, very slow flowing fluid. They're not really solid. If you look at windows that were put into place in the early 1800s, the bottoms of the window panes are much, much thicker than the tops of the window panes, and that's because the glass has flowed over time. So these are some ideas of what is not a mineral. But having said that, there are some 4,000 different minerals on our planet, so there are lots and lots of things that are minerals. Now, when we think back to the types of atoms that are involved in a mineral and the bonds between them, we'll see that the types of atoms and which atoms are involved are going to determine all of our physical properties we talked about earlier. So the composition, for example, sodium and chlorine combining to make salt, is going to determine what kind of bond you have, and therefore how strong that bond is. And the size of those different atoms is going to be the primary driver in what structure you develop. How closely packed are your little atoms? How are they arranged in relation to one another? So we'll see that density, for example, and color are both primarily controlled by which elements are present in your mineral. Luster, the form the crystal takes, hardness, those are controlled by the structure that the atoms are arranged in. Things like streak is kind of a secondary characteristic. It's controlled by hardness. Hardness is controlled by both atomic structure and by the strength of the bonds between the different atoms. And cleavage is also controlled by bond strength and how the atoms are arranged. So if your atoms are arranged in a cube at the very smallest level, then you will end up with cubic cleavage when you smash it with a hammer at a larger scale.